Chapter 26, Paul's Most Vehement Letter. How distressed we are when those we had trusted prove unworthy of our confidence. At Antioch, after his second missionary journey, Paul received news that the converts in Galatia were not standing fast in the faith. After he left, some teachers, who were Christians but of the Jewish type, came in and taught the people that Paul was not an apostle, and that the Gentiles could only be saved by becoming Jews. Paul was indignant. He dictated a letter that was white hot with feeling, reproving the Galatians who had fallen back. He said, "I marvel that ye are so quickly removing from him that called you in the grace of Christ unto a different gospel, which is not another gospel, only there are some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we, or an angel from heaven, should preach unto you any gospel other than that which we preached unto you, let him be anathema. As we have said before, so say I now again, if any man preacheth unto you any gospel other than that which he received, let him be anathema. For am I now seeking the favor of men or of God, or am I striving to please men? If I were still pleasing men, I should not be a servant of Christ." No, he was not seeking to please men, or he never would have written in that way, but it was the kind of letter that was needed. He then went on to tell that he had not gotten his doctrine from Peter, but that he had himself taught Peter some things and had once reproved him. He gives us more knowledge of what he did in the years after his conversion than we can obtain in any other way. And this letter is of the greatest value in helping us to make a life of Paul. If we read this account, we see how much material there is in it for a biography. "For I make known to you, brethren, as touching the gospel which was preached by me, that it is not after man. For neither did I receive it from man, nor was I taught it, but it came to me through revelation of Jesus Christ. For ye have heard of my manner of life in time past in the Jews' religion, how that beyond measure I persecuted the church of God, and made havoc of it. And I advanced in the Jews' religion beyond many of mine own age among my countrymen, being more exceedingly zealous for the traditions of my father. But when it was the good pleasure of God, who separated me, even from my mother's womb, and called me through his grace to reveal his Son in me, that I might preach him among the Gentiles, straightway I conferred not with flesh and blood, neither went I up to Jerusalem to them that were apostles before me, but I went away into Arabia, and again I returned unto Damascus. Then after 3 years I went up to Jerusalem to visit Cephas, and tarried with him 15 days. But other of the apostles saw I none, save James, the Lord's brother. Now touching the things which I write unto you, behold, before God I lie not. Then I came into the regions of Syria and Cilicia, and I was still unknown by face unto the churches of Judea which were in Christ, but they only heard say, He that once persecuted us now preacheth the faith of which he once made havoc. And they glorified God in me." Paul has been writing very sternly, and he still is stern, but tender. "O foolish Galatians, who did bewitch you, before whose eyes Jesus Christ was openly set forth crucified? This only would I learn from you. Received ye the Spirit by the works of the law, or by the hearing of faith? Are ye so foolish, having begun in the Spirit, are ye now perfected in the flesh? Did ye suffer so many things in vain, if it be indeed in vain?" He remembers how he was sick when he first came among them, and they would have plucked out their own eyes for him. This is one of the passages which causes us to think that Paul had weak eyes. "I beseech you, brethren, become as I am, for I also am become as ye are. Ye did me no wrong. But ye know that because of an infirmity of the flesh, I preached the gospel unto you the first time, And that which was a temptation to you in my flesh, ye despised not, nor rejected, but ye received me as an angel of God, even as Christ Jesus. Where then is that gratulation of yourselves? For I bear you witness that, if possible, ye would have plucked out your eyes and given them to me. He was indeed perplexed about them. He could hardly understand how people who had been so kind and whom he loved so much could have proved false. And he besought them to stand fast in their liberty in the gospel. For freedom did Christ set us free. Stand fast, therefore, and be not entangled again in a yoke of bondage. Then he exhorts them to be forgiving toward those who have committed errors and have repented, and we see how forgiving Paul himself was. Brethren, even if a man be overtaken in any trespass, ye who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness, looking to thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if a man thinketh himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. But let each man prove his own work, and then shall he have his glorying in regard of himself alone, and not of his neighbor. For each man shall bear his own burden. He urges them to be liberal and to give freely for the support of those who preach the gospel, and to all men who have need. But let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth unto his own flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth unto the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap eternal life. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap, if we faint not. So then, as we have opportunity, let us work that which is good toward all men, and especially towards them that are of the household of the faith. All this part of the letter Paul dictated to an amanuensis. But now, as was his custom, he took the pen to sign his name. As he did so, he noticed that the writing above was clear and regular, and thought that his own would be less perfect. He wrote in larger letters than the scribe who wrote for him, but he did more than sign his name. He wrote a rather lengthy postscript with his own hand, and here it is. See with how large letters I write unto you with mine own hand. As many as desire to make a fair show in the flesh, they compel you to be circumcised, only that they may not be persecuted for the cross of Christ. For not even they who receive circumcision do themselves keep the law, but they desire to have you circumcised, that they may glory in your flesh. But far be it from me to glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, through which the world hath been crucified unto me, and I unto the world. For neither is circumcision anything, nor uncircumcision, but a new creature. And as many as shall walk by this rule, peace be upon them, and mercy, and upon the Israel of God. Henceforth let no man trouble me, for I bear branded on my body the marks of Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit, brethren. Amen. We have reason to believe that this letter, so earnest and at the same time so tender, had its fruit, and that the people of Galatia cherished the letter and were true to Paul and to the gospel.